BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Whoa, look at you in your flash suit and your Ambridge Cricket Club tie.
All right. No need to take the mic.
No, I mean it. You look out of a place in the Lord's Pavilion. You a bit early, though?
Yeah, I thought Fella might need an hand. It's been such a full-on week for her.
And did she? Need a hand, I mean?
No, she sent me away.
Well, then, you can be my first customer. Will it be?
I should probably hang on until the rest of the team arrive.
No nonsense. You're the captain. Lead by example.
Okay, well, pint of Shires then. Mm-hmm. I must say, the barn is looking great. Your brother's done us proud.
Yeah. One pint coming up. Jolene tells me Fallon was pleased with how her big pitch went.
Yeah, she was.
Something up?
Yeah, I'm just checking. There's no one from Bridge Farm about. They still don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, the panel from the charging station said they love the food.
Well, that's great.
Now we just have to keep our fingers crossed and hope she wins the contract for the cafe.
And what about you and your job? Have you spoken to her about that?
Harrison.
Well, we had a chat, but...
Thank goodness you're here.
Oh, hiya, Linda.
Ooh, you look like you could do with a drink. There you go, Harrison. And what can I get you? Whiskey, vodka, absinthe?
No, I'll abstain for the moment, thank you.
Hey, what's up?
When I arrived 2 hours ago, barely any of the memorabilia had been displayed. I had to drag David away from trimming hooves to help decorate.
Well, the barn looks great now. People are going to love seeing all the old stuff. It'll bring back so many memories.
Yes, but it shouldn't have been such a rush.
Yeah, at least the Phantom Pie Smash hasn't knocked over any more tables.
What?
Am I still the prime suspect, or have you got your eye on someone else now?
I haven't got my eye on anyone anymore.
Oh? So have you fingered someone for it, then?
Fingered? No, I just meant... Now really isn't the time to discuss it.
Well,
Harrison, would you mind checking the team names are on the tables?
Oh, yes, sure.
I need to practice my speech.
So what, you playing?
Just a game.
Right.
Oh, come on.
Well, I thought I'd pop round, see how the hearing went. I hadn't expected him to set a date for sentencing quite so soon. October the 10th, right?
I know when I'm being sent to jail, Ed.
I know. I'm just...
Oh, come on.
Well, at least we know now. Thanks.
Sure, I guess.
Did your solicitor say anything about the character references? You did give them to her, didn't you?
Yeah, I gave them to her. She said they were good.
Well, that's great. How did the judge seem? Are they friendly?
I don't know. They seem like a judge. Oh, just die, will you? I shot you already.
All right, well, yeah, from what Will says, it sounds like you were really brave. Standing up, pleading guilty, that can't have been very easy. I'm proud of you, George.
No.
So's your mum. Do you hear me?
Finally! Yes! Now stay down!
Oh. So, what game is this? Looks fun.
Is this seat free?
Kenton, what are you doing? Shouldn't you be on the bar?
Oh, Dave's serving. And I was keen to have a little chat. You seemed a bit shifty earlier when I asked about the flower and produce show.
I don't think so.
If you found something out, Linda, I think I deserve to know.
As I said, now is really not the time.
No, now is precisely the time. Well, thanks to your insinuations, the whole village thinks my award-winning apple pie is a fraud.
Now, Kenton, my inquiries were carried out with the very best of intentions.
You're ruining our pie promotion.
Well, if it helps, I can confirm you're no longer under suspicion.
Huh? So who is?
Well, it wouldn't be right to point fingers.
Hang on. You've been pointing fingers all week.
I'm so sorry. I believe I'm being called to make my speech.
What?
To excuse me.
No, hey, wait. If you know I'm not responsible, you need to tell everyone. Linda.
Everything all right, Kenton?
Oh, dear. Hi, Harrison. Yeah, I'm just having it out with Miss Marple there. Sorry, mate, am I on your seat?
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll let her have this one. Oh. So, she's still not cracked the pie case, then?
Oh, I don't know. I get the feeling she's discovered something, but... Anyway, how are you enjoying the evening? Oh. It's a shame Fallon's stuck behind the scenes doing the food.
Yeah, but she's doing a smashing job, mind. That main course was, mwah, terrific.
And you say you had a chat with her about your work? Yeah, I mean, have you spoken to her about wanting to leave the police?
Oh, I couldn't, Kenton. In fact, I might have to go back full time.
What?
If she gets the cafe contract, we're going to need the salary, at least for a while.
Oh, no, hold on. If you're worried you're in the wrong headspace to do the job...
Oh, it'll be fine. I was just having a wobble.
No,
Harris...
me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's time for Linda's speech.
Could I have your attention, please? Thank you. Thank you, everyone. If you wouldn't mind, I won't keep you from the bar too long. On behalf of Ambridge Cricket Club, let me say how honoured we are to host this year's Division 5 end-of-season dinner. It is an even greater pleasure for me, having only recently been voted in as chair. I couldn't be prouder that my tenure has coincided with the team's ascent to the top of the league. However, while I have this opportunity to address you all, I do have a confession to make. Something which, in all good conscience, I feel I must share. I couldn't have taken on this role without the support of my wonderful husband, Robert. I may have beaten him to the position of chair, but he is truly the power behind my throne. So, a personal thank you from me to Robert. And now, on to the official thank yous.
Yes, level cleared. Oh, that's the first time I've ever made it past the nest perimeter.
Yeah, well done us.
Oh, right, I'm going to grab a drink. You want one?
Yeah, sure. But hang on. You know, I meant what I said, you know. Me and your mum, we are proud.
Do you want some crisps as well?
George, just listen. I've been thinking about the conversation we had the other day. I know there have been times when you maybe thought that I didn't care as much about you as your sister. No, I get it. You figured because Kira's mine and you're not that somehow made a difference.
Listen, Ed.
Well, it don't. Finding out you weren't my son, it crushed me. It was one of the worst days of my life.
Yeah, all right.
But I want you to hear this. Because despite all that, it didn't change how I feel about you. As far as I'm concerned, you're just as much a part of me. Don't you ever think otherwise. I'm there for you, no matter what. There. Finished. Go get us a drink now. George? What's up?
Ed, I'm scared. All I can think about is how much time I've got left before they send me away. Everything I'm going to miss. The farm, little grange, helping Grandpa with the ferrets. Who knows how long it'll be before I get to sleep in my own bed again.
Well, however long it is, it won't be forever, George. That's what you've got to focus on now, getting through it.
I don't know if I can.
Of course you can. And when you do, it'll all still be waiting for you. Remember that, okay? None of it's going anywhere. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'll try.
In the meantime, we need to find a way of distracting you. You can't spend the next fortnight playing video games.
It's your birthday tomorrow, isn't it? Oh, I forgot to get you a present.
Well, you know, I can think of one thing I'd like for my birthday.
Right, Linda, it's time for you and me to show the rest of these teams how it's done.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, look, Anna's already dragged Chris onto the dance floor.
No, Harrison, honestly.
Oh, come on!
Yeah. I've just been talking to your sidekick, Detective Constable Jim Lloyd of the Yard.
Sorry? Well, what's that, Kent?
Yeah, he explained to me the real reason the table at the Flower and Produce Show collapsed. It wasn't because someone sabotaged it, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No, it was because a certain someone hadn't locked the legs in place properly.
All right, I admit. I failed to read the instruction sticker on the underside.
Yes, and that's why the pies ended up all over the floor.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
Well, that does seem to be the most likely explanation, yes.
Yeah. So, what are you going to do about it?
Do?
I think after the ruckus you've caused, you should take public responsibility.
Yes. Yes, you're right. It was an honest mistake, but it was mine. I'll make an announcement now. Oh, one moment. I'll have to ask the DJ to turn the music down.
Linda, wait. I'm not serious.
What?
Jim told me how mortified you were when you realised.
Oh, kids.
Yeah, to be honest, I should be thanking you. I mean, my mum's pie would have definitely won otherwise.
You had me going then and all.
So you're not upset?
No, of course not.
Oh.
Come on, Miss Marple. Let's dance.
No.
Never mind, you, Harrison.
Oh, Kenton, really?
No. Best man won. Go for your life.
Is that you, Ed?
Hiya, love.
Where you been? Me and Kira had our tea ages ago.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
If you're hungry, you'll have to put yours in the microwave.
In a bit. I brought someone to see you.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
Hiya, mum.
George.
Oh, come in. Don't just stand there. Me and George, we've had a good talk, haven't we, George?
Yeah.
Wait, let me dry my hands.
He felt bad he'd not got me a birthday present, so I told him the best present he could get me was to make up with you. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right.
George, love, come here.
God, give you my hug.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. You do know that, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't matter to me what you've done. You'll always be my beautiful boy. Always.
Right, Mum. Stop crying.
Can't help it. Oh, I might need that tea towel back.
Is Kira in a room?
Yeah.
George, why don't you go say hello? Huh?
What? But she...
No, she's missed you. Really.
Yeah, love, you go on.
Fine. Yeah, all right.
Just make sure you knock first, eh?
I will.
Ed. Thank you.
What for?
What do you mean, what for? You know what for. I was scared he'd never forgive me.
Oh, come on. At the end of the day, he knows you had no choice but to tell the police.
Oh.
And pleading guilty today, he's facing up to his actions. He did the right thing in the end.
Yeah, I guess.
But he's got his whole family round him now. Two great character references, let's not forget that.
No.
Did you get Will's message about when the sentencing hearing is?
Yeah, I got it.
Look, I know it ain't going to be easy. Try not to worry. At least now we can all face it together.